What to look for when out shooting street photography. Someone just posted over on a Reddit group, a little group of photographs, and they said that they are working on their courage and getting closer to people. And they were looking for some constructive criticism. And they're doing quite well. But let me just say that street photography, to me anyway, is a lot more than just people walking down the street. To me, and this, I just don't see a lot of this today. It's really wild. I was just checking out Brian Soko back probably about 15 years ago. Oh, yeah, about that time. Anywhere from 10 to 15 years ago. It was Jason Martini, Brian Soko, and myself. We were the three top, most well-known and respected street photographers in Chicago. And I respect both of their work. I was actually... and still am to this day, and we were friends for a while. Me and Brian Soko really shared a similarity in our photography. Brian had said to me one time, he's like, "Man, your photography is the only photography that intimidates me." And so we try to learn off each other and everything. But what we were out doing, and when you look at my photographs and Brian's photographs, there's emotion. There's tension, there's contradiction, there's, you know, putting things together, two or three different things. Maybe one person is looking one way and another person's looking another way. I was just going through my photographs and there was it's a corner over by Marshall Fields. And on sitting on the ground is a panhandler, and then there's a guy standing there, and juxtaposed to that, he's staring at the girls, some other ladies walking by, staring at their butts, right? So there's a story there. I just posted a photograph of Teddy, and which is quite interesting, because again, you don't see a lot of that stuff. So what it is it's Teddy out doing his hustle, work in the streets, and I'm just following him along, and I'm using a 24 millimeter lens. And it's an open photograph because it makes you wonder what is going on. And what you have is Teddy doing his thing, and then there's one guy, he's kind of pointing over in a different direction. The other guy's kind of looking at Teddy weird. And then in the right-hand corner of that photograph, as foreground, is one of the other guys is actually turned back and looking at me with this wild expression. So in this photograph, you can spend some time. There's actual multiple stories. The one I just posted of the second line in New Orleans, if you look at that photograph, and again, this is the power of a wide-angle lens, of a 24 or 35 millimeter lens, you can really start to put all of this stuff together. This morning, I just posted another little photograph, and what it is it's this was at the cultural center on the steps, and there was a gentleman standing with his hands in his pockets, and then behind him, kind of going up the stairs a little bit, was a homeless guy that was sleeping and worn out. Okay, and you can go look at that photograph. It tells a story. There's a tension and a contradiction between these things. The New Orleans photo, there's actually multiple photos. Your eye is just drawn to multiple places, and there's frames within frames and compositions within compositions inside the photograph. Reflections, people lost in thought, all kinds of stuff. It was really refreshing this morning to look at Brian's old stuff. I don't see him around much anymore, but there was some of his work on an Eric Kim website. But I remember those days, you know, and that's what we were all trying to do, is really capture the human experience. It was all about the person, what it is to be human. Some of Brian's work on the CTA train is just fabulous. A lot of our stuff, if you ever go to that post, there's a couple photographs. I can't say he stole them. We used to, it's not even a competition. I don't want to put it like that. But I guess we were having a friendly competition. And my Northern Trust Bank photograph that you see, Brian really liked that. And then he went and he took a photograph in that particular spot. And then there's another one in one of the bridge houses, using the window there as a porthole. And, you know, there's all kinds of little unique spots. I was just noticing there's this one parking garage in Chicago that I see. As a matter of fact, I was just looking on someone had posted a photograph from there of the trains. Interesting story with that one. I was the first person ever, as far as I know, to take photographs from that place. And I told Rich Kohler, I made a mistake. I took Rich Kohler up there. And then he had a photography group. And so he took everybody there. So it's wild. 15 years later, I'm seeing people taking photographs from places that I had actually found. But so, you know, it's not just people walking down the street. It's you know, what is going on? I'm about to post a photograph. I don't think I've ever posted it before. And this was at the Sullivan Building there. There's a big advertisement in the window. It's a cell phone advertisement of some sort, and there's this lady with glasses, and she has her hands over her ears in this advertisement. Huge, big billboard in the window there. And so I'm standing there, and there's a lady talking on her phone, leaning against the wall, and a ambulance or a fire truck comes by or something like that, and she actually puts her hands up over her ears. And then there was a kid jumping at the same time, right? So here you got multiple things going on, right? You're connecting these things. These people are doing something similar, or they're doing something opposite. So look for tensions and contradictions. Look, juxtapose things together. In Against Doctor's Orders, there's a photograph of Shaggy that you see him sitting on the train, and the look on his face. Again, that's what I'm talking about. Gestures, postures, expressions all convey the human experience. So he's got this look of desperation on his face. And then juxtaposed behind him is an advertisement of this perfect family in this picture frame, right? so rather than just looking for individual people, start looking to put things together. What's happening that you can connect things together? Tensions, contradictions, all of those different things to look for. And this particular person's doing real good. You're up nice and close. I don't see a lot of that type of work today. So you're on the right path, but maybe look around a little bit, you know, and see, you know, what people are doing. Maybe stay focused on one thing. Maybe people kissing. Maybe people holding hands. Come up with a theme or something and stick with that and start looking for those things. And that's when the photographs really start to open up and to be open photographs rather than closed photographs, although each have their place. But trying to put things together in street photography, that's where it really starts to take shape for me. All right, everybody. Hey, if you could share my content on your social media, it really helps out this website a great, great deal, and it doesn't cost anything to you. Also, sign up for the email subscription and check me out on Substack. There's links in this post or in the sidebar. I'm over on Substack. Have a lot of stuff over there as well. I think it's better than Facebook. All right, everybody, have a great day.